You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 2/8/21, and lots to talk about. Markets are overheating. And how much longer do you think the merry-go-round can keep going around? We'd like to know your opinion. Send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com. John Rubino, dollarcollapse.com, is with us now. So, John, the market's really getting overheated, and perhaps even more importantly than that, interest rates are rising, inflation is picking up, all the things that should send stocks down and precious metals up. It seems to me it's the perfect setup.
Hey, Carrie. Yeah. Okay. This is a weird stretch here because the economy is actually slowing down, right? The employment reports that have come out lately have been really lackluster. And it turns out that it's mostly people over 60 who are gaining jobs right now. The rest of the country is not picking up in terms of employment prospects at all. So, we could easily, if you just look at that, be dropping back into a recession right now. But meanwhile, in the financial markets, they're just rocking. You know, everything, like you said, everything is starting to appear to overheat. Food inflation is way up, and other measures of inflation are up too. You know, we might be testing that 2.5-3% range that that is going to force the Fed to make some big decisions here pretty soon. Meanwhile, interest rates are up. The handle on the 30-year treasury bond just went to 2. In other words, it's back up to 2% or above in yield, which is way above its bottom in this cycle. So, you know, inflation is picking up, interest rates are picking up. And then, of course, in the financial markets, everything's behaving like a bubble. Stocks are at all-time highs and they're up again today. And Bitcoin just went to 4,400 because Tesla is starting to buy them and might start accepting payment. You know, that's maybe not purely a bubbly thing, because that's an actual, you know, progress in terms of becoming a new kind of money thing for Bitcoin. So I'm not sure we should add that in there, except that, all the other cryptos are rocking too. So they look like the 1990s dot-com market. And it just pretty much goes across the board here. Everything is starting to, in the financial market, starting to behave like we're in a boom, or in an even bigger boom than we have been, while the real economy is not looking like that at all. So I think part of what's happening now is the anticipation of all this new stimulus that's coming out. But, you know, it's very seldom you get massive new government stimulus with interest rates going up, inflation rising, and most financial asset prices soaring. So, this is a confusing stretch. Like I said, it's not clear how this plays out, because if all this new money hitting the system, I mean, they just sent out stimulus checks that my wife and I just got, which means a lot of other people are probably just getting theirs too, which means maybe it goes to the Redditors who start bidding stocks up again. And by the way, they're not done yet. They've just moved to other categories of stocks, because the small biotechs are soaring right now. And it turns out there is a lot of Reddit action in silver. I was thinking that the end of that silver squeeze attempt was the end of silver on Reddit, but no, there are whole forums on Reddit that are devoted just to silver and just to bringing about a silver short squeeze by buying physical, and they're still active. So there's a lot of pressure on the upside in the financial markets. At the same time, all this new stimulus money is coming out. So who knows, Gary? Man, it's hard to figure all these cross currents out these days.
Well, silver. So remember, a week ago last Friday, 30 million ounces of silver went in scare quotes into SLV, physical silver, supposedly. And then last week, a lot of it left. And where were the armored cars? 30 million ounces, that's like a huge amount of silver to be shuffling around between depositories. So I think what Reddit did the Redditors two things. They built awareness of silver and precious metals among the millennials, and they did deplete the physical supply. So there's actually an arbitrage between buying those big 1,000-ounce bars on the COMEX and then selling short the actually buying it and then having it converted into rounds or whatever, remelting them. If I was a hedge fund and I saw a $15 spread between silver on the COMEX and in physical small ounces, I'd say buy those bars. We can make at least $10 an ounce, having them made into rounds and then selling them to dealers, right?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier, near-term, high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700-ton-per-day mill with an 8-million-ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site, and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub-and-spoke operation of over 100,000 gold-equivalent ounces per year, or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, which means if you're a stacker, it might be okay to take a month off because it looks like the premiums will come back down because this wasn't an across the board disappearance of silver supplies. It was a product specific thing where everybody was buying silver eagles and other kinds of silver rounds and 1 ounce bars. And that just depleted the supply. So now you have to melt down a bunch of 1,000 ounce bars, turn them into rounds and coins and bars and then get them back to the dealers, at which point the premiums will come back down. So what you want to do if you, if you want to keep on acquiring physical silver, an ETF like PSLV, which is Sprott's Physical Silver Trust, is an okay way to do it. You don't actually have physical possession of it, but you got the next best thing. You know, you got silver stored in safe bars or in safe vaults by guys who are trustworthy in this market, and you don't have to pay a premium. You get it more or less around spot when you buy that kind of an ETF.
Get it around Sprott.
Yeah, Sprott, the Sprott price. Yeah. And so that's an okay thing to do. And they, you know, when the way it works with PSLV is that when people come in and buy the ETF and push it to a premium to net asset value, they then issue shares at that premium and use the proceeds to buy physical silver. So buying PSLV is actually also a way to pursue that silver squeeze that everybody's pursuing, you know, because you just have them be out there buying the physical for you. So yeah, there are lots of ways to do this. And the the premiums in the actual physical market can give you signals about what you should be doing at any given time if you're continuing to buy silver. And so this might not be over with yet. You know, we could easily see $30 silver in the near future just based on current trends. And then the chart guys say that once it breaks through 30, there's no resistance before 35 or 40, you know, so we might still have that good run out there, even without, 10 million Redditors trying to generate a short squeeze. So I think the fundamentals stay great for precious metals. And I'm frankly more worried about a crash in the overvalued financial assets market taking down precious metals at some point. Because, based on history, stocks are ready for a crash. Interest rates are going up, as we said. You know, those are the kind of things that that can cause volatility in financial assets, which can bleed over into precious metals. So I think that's the big worry right now, that we see another 2008 kind of situation where the babies, the precious metals babies, get thrown out with the bathwater. Other than that, it's, you know, it's clear sailing for precious metals. Based on all the big fiscal and monetary trends, they're just getting more valuable as the financial markets are getting more unbalanced.
Okay. And yeah, when you look today alone, gold is up nicely, nearly $19, silver around 75 cents the ounce. And by all rights, they should be coming back down to earth. At the same time, the VIX, the fear index, has been settling down in the low 20s. I didn't look at it yet today. It's not a number I check every day, but complacency is setting in, is what it tells me when you see the VIX calming down to these numbers again. And we could very well be in for a major decline. I don't know the answer to it, but I do know that that the fact is we're in this transitional period here and anything can happen, but there is a lot of money that's going to be dumped into the markets. The PPP is hitting again, second band of that, that the SBA loans, they're upping them up. All this money is flooding in from various sources. And then we get a $2 trillion stimulus. And that could just really put the accelerator on precious metals.
Yeah. You know, on the stimulus, the Democrats decided just to go it alone and they have the votes to do it. So they're going to push through, you know, a big, serious stimulus program, which that could explain a lot of what's happening in the financial markets. They're kind of front running this torrent of new money that's going to come into the system. And so, you know, again, who knows? We really are at bubble levels across the board in three or four or five different asset classes right now, which is completely unique. You know, that's something we've never seen before, because normally it's just one asset class going crazy. And now it's a bunch of them, which kind of leads to the conclusion that we've got a really disorderly unwind at some point, because, you know, normally when one asset bubble bursts, you've got a very specific fix for it. And normally that is lower interest rates, bigger deficits, specific company bailouts, things like that. But in this case, if interest rates are starting to spike and currencies are getting volatile, which they will if this continues much longer, at the same time, you've got stocks and real estate in bubbles. So, you know, the fix for stocks and real estate are the traditional ones: lower interest rates, higher government spending, company-specific bailouts. But the fix for a currency crisis is the opposite. You got to raise interest rates if your currency is dropping in value, and you've got to cut government spending in order to prop up the currency. So if we have a bunch of bubbles bursting at once, we might end up with mutually exclusive fixes, which I think will be the really, you know, of the past 40 years, we've had a lot of interesting, crazy things happen. This will be the ultimate, though, when, you know, when we've got major problems to fix out there, but in order to fix one, you have to make the other much worse. Government's liable to be in that spot in the not too distant future. And it's not clear what happens at that point. You know, I would think everybody would just lose faith in the ability of government to save us and then just go straight into sound money, hard assets. But who knows, you know, uncharted territory, very interesting from an economic geek standpoint and terrifying from the point of view of regular people who have to, you know, try to get their normal lives and their finances through all this. You know, this is fun to watch, but its ending is not going to be fun for most people.
Hey, couldn't agree with you more. It's a disaster in the making, and you better be ready for it. We've been warning you for a long time, and we always said we didn't know when, just knew it was going to happen. It was a near certainty. Here we are now. You're really getting down the end of the pike where kicking the can down the road is just not going to be the solution. I think we'll leave it at that for today, a little shorter than normal, but I think the message is pretty powerful and you better be ready. If not, you're going to be sorry. Make sure, send us emails. Let us know your thoughts when the crash is coming. The email address is kl@harrylutz.com. And make sure you go over to John's site, which is dollarcollapse.com. Sign up for John's newsletter, sign up for ours, Financial Survival Network, and be ready. John, we'll catch you next week.
All right, see you, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.